Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Cards Cast, a weekly podcast from Cardinal Authority. I am senior writer Michael McCammon, joined here by publisher Jody Demling. A lot of recruiting news, notes, tidbits that we're going to get to in this podcast for both basketball and football. Let's get it started, Jody, with basketball. Been busy welcoming a lot of kids, 2023 kids, onto campus. A lot of priority, key, however you want to define them, targets in that class have made their way down on campus. They've been visiting, spending hours with the coaching staff, and from all accounts have been enjoying themselves.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those weird it's kind of weird that you don't have anything forever and then they all come in 1 week or come in droves, you know. It was kind of nice that the staff got the local kids. And I say out of the way, I don't mean out of the way. I just mean they got those guys right away and they got those guys done. Yeah, that was
some at least. There's still a couple more to go, but
yeah, that was super nice to get the main local kids, George Washington III, Reed Shepherd, and Caleb Glenn in and get them on campus. Caleb Foster will be one of the top targets in the class. He was it over the weekend. And then coming up soon here, we've got several other ones. Laurent Rice will be a main target. He'll be in on Saturday. He's going to be one of the top targets, I think, in this class. Makai Johnson will be in on Thursday afternoon. London Johnson, who's an emerging kind of kid's coming in early next week. Xavier Booker's coming in next week. And I keep trying to check and find out. It sounds like Gus Yaldin is going to be in next week as well, or towards the end of next week. Gus is a guy that goes to IMG. I just love his Twitter. It's GusBus2023 is the kid's Twitter. He's a big kid, big physical kid. I like what they're doing, bringing in a number of guys, moving guys, having guys, in. And I just think that it is one of those it's one of those times right now where while there's not – I don't expect a commitment anytime soon – it's positive vibes, it's good things, and it's a deal where, Michael, they're getting a lot of kids to see campus, and that's good.
Yeah, you know, obviously, as we documented quite well at Cardinal Authority, they started things off with George Washington III, and he's a, I'm using air quotes, a local kid. He's currently at Christian Academy. He's originally from Austin, Texas. He plays his AAU ball with John Lucas, which is obviously out of Texas as well. So he's kind of a pseudo local kid, but he has, he does view Louisville and it currently has his hometown team. And I think that visit really did wonders for forming that relationship. So it's going to be interesting to see how that continues. Obviously, the Reed Shepherd story, son of UK great Jeff Shepherd. That seemed like, as it was reported by you at Cardinal Authority, it was an extremely well visit as well. And Caleb Glenn, the kid out of Mayo, he's been over there twice. In recent weeks, we've seen him play recently in the summer leagues over in Southern Indiana. He's performing well, has really upped his game. And obviously he's got a lot of support from mom and dad that probably would love to see both of them probably love to see him at Louisville. And, I would think the Cardinals are probably the early favorite there for him, but I think like you said, getting those local kids in first, I think, it improved an already strong positions that they are. With those kids and now bringing all these other key targets in. I think Chris Mack and them, when you're looking at this 2023 class, have done a phenomenal job with how they've handled these unofficial visits, showing them what they're showing them, whether it be athletically, what they can do on the floor, how they would fit in, or academically, showing them the facilities, the campus. I mean, it just seems like from the feedback we've gotten from all these kids that have taken the time to visit, it's been pretty positive. I mean, it's been overwhelming, really unanimously positive. So a lot of exciting, like you, it's been weird 15 months without any of this type of thing. It's been all, hey, what did you like the virtual tour? How was your Zoom call? That kind of stuff. Now it's, you know, you're getting that real feedback of what they liked with their eyeballs. You know, what was it like actually sitting down in the same room, going over film with Coach Mack and his staff? So it's really refreshing that, you know, it's gotten back to that. And it's nice to see how well this staff is doing with the kids that they're bringing in.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think, Michael, the biggest thing for me in looking at this, in looking at the way that the staff has done this, we've seen a lot of positives. You know, you're not going to hear negatives at this point, but these are guys that like, they're not just bringing these guys in. I mean, the kid yesterday, Wesley Tubbs Jr., or the third, he's the only guy really that they've brought in or have planned to brought in that they haven't been like on for months. You know, they've been on these guys for a long time. You know, Cahill Fennell and Mike Pegues have been doing a good job of working ahead over the course of the last few months since the season ended. And, you know, and they've done a lot of watching, speaking of watching Zooms, they've done a lot of watching, you know, those guys. And, you know, Taylor Barnett, who's been elevated to that director of basketball operations role. Those guys watch a lot of film. They've watched a lot of these recruiting events that they couldn't go to, but they've watched them online, you know, and so, yeah, it seems new, but these are guys that they've been really in on. And that's, to me, the best thing about it is they've been getting a lot of these guys on campus that they're really involved with and really kind of excited about.
And, you know, and I did say this is recruiting heavy, but I do want to mention, though, that, you know, the current roster, they've started work over at the practice facility. You've probably seen the videos out. So it's pretty exciting, you know, just as a side note, to see things starting to move forward. Obviously, you got some new additions to the coaching staff. You're going to have some changes in style of play. But it's great to see, you know, most of the guys are now on campus starting to work out together and, you know, and hearing positive vibes from them as well. So I think a lot of exciting for things that are moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that's that is the truth. And yeah, it's all good. It's all good moving forward, I think, to help them land, not only get some of these kids and but they, you know, the guys that are on camp that come in on recruiting visits, they see those guys. They see these guys that are here now already and the work that they're putting in, and it helps recruiting as well when you see the culture that they've kind of put together.
Absolutely. You know, and to being able to see, you know, and I guess this might help us segue into football, but to be able to see the guys, whether, you know, they're working out or just walking in the facility, it kind of gives them an opportunity to kind of get a feel for what that environment actually is like for the players, which is, you know, which is really a massive thing. And that, you know, to kind of shift over to football, that's been one of the things that's, you know, struck a really positive chord with a lot of the guys that have made unofficial visits to this point, is having that opportunity to see the team, you know, inside Cardinal Stadium, doing some workouts, you know, and things like that, have really been the guys, especially the local ones that we've talked to and others, have really been impressed by the energy that they've seen, you know, within the practices. And those are the kind of things that, yeah, they like to see the facilities and the bells and whistles and talk to academic advisors and stuff, but being actually able to see a practice, how the guys are being coached up, those kind of things are what these guys really, really want to see. And again, positive feedback from those that have watched it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's, you know, football recruiting is crazy. And the fact that, you know, not only have the high school kids to look at and worry about, but you've got the transfer portal, you've got all kinds of other things. And I don't even know where to start, Michael. I mean, I really don't.
You know, I mean, the football staff kind of, obviously there's a, you know, they've had a couple official visitors in already, or in the process, you know, but this weekend they're going to have a huge official visit weekend. But before that, again, you know, kind of like basketball did, I mean, they brought in a lot of the key local targets. And again, I think just like in basketball, I think they strengthened pretty strong relationships already. And you have to remember, I mean, even if they're local, it's been months, over a year, since they've been able to look eye to eye in person with these coaches. So, you know, whether they've had good relationships or not, when you're not seeing them in person, it's a little bit different. So it's kind of like they're kickstarting these real life, so to speak, relationships again with these local kids and elsewhere that have come in for unofficial visits. But yeah, I like how they, you know, they've kind of started from there, and now they're, you know, now they're getting ready to stretch out their arms and welcome in, you know, potentially up to a dozen official visitors this weekend to check things out and kind of get a real feel for what Louisville football is like.
Yeah, I think it'll end up being, I think it's going to end up being right at 11, I think, unless they add someone. They could still add someone later in the week. Always
possible.
Max Cabana finished up his visit yesterday, and he left without an offer, which tells me, you know, they have Isaiah Reed, Brian Parker, David Siegel, Carter Edwards are guys this weekend that are all offensive linemen that are coming in. And that tells me they think, not only are they thinking that they're good this week with one of those guys, so we'll have to wait and see if there really is one of them that that they feel like that they can get a commitment from. But we're also, I think they'll take two. So it would be very interesting. From what I understand from Max, he's supposed to kind of be in touch with them early next week and see what the deal is. He's going back to Canada, so he's not going to have a whole lot of he's not going to have a whole lot of time. He's going back to Canada to check out or to do some to be with his family, and because he's originally from there. And when he does that, he has to quarantine for 2 weeks. So he's not going to be a guy. He wants to make a decision fast. And quite honestly, I think it's down to Louisville. I think it's down to Louisville and Wake Forest. He's visiting Wake Forest today on an unofficial visit. And I really think it's those two schools, Michael.
Yeah. And I think you summed that up pretty well. I mean, obviously they've got a nice list of guys, offensive linemen who are coming in for official visits. And I think it's probably pretty safe to say that, you know, you could have a commitment maybe two, you know, within the next couple of days or a week or so or whatever. Or even if they don't, maybe even crystal ball worthy, put it that way, from the guys that are coming in. You know, I think this, obviously this weekend is going to let the staff kind of get a clearer picture. Okay, who can we get, you know, and potentially get pretty soon. And if they don't get anybody or just one out of that group, then I think, you know, then I think they do turn and back to Max and offer him. And like you, I think Louisville would then become the favorite once, you know, if he does get a Louisville scholarship offer in his hand. So, and I really like, you know, the way that they're addressing, you know, the in the trenches needs as well. That's been kind of a struggle, obviously, no secrets, especially on the defensive side for Louisville. But it's certainly a need that you have to fill annually with quality. And that does seem like it's been a priority for the staff and really as it should be for all, you know, programs. And it's nice to see them, you know, tackling it right away with some quality kids.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Look, I think with what this staff has been able to do, we've talked a lot about the numbers. Okay. The numbers can change. And I don't mean the number in the end, but like right now I would say a running back, a quarterback, two offensive linemen, two wide receivers. So makes it six on the offensive side of the ball, two defensive linemen, a safety, a linebacker, and two defensive linemen. A linebacker and one other athlete on the defensive side. That's five. That's 11. That could all change. I don't think it's going to change a whole lot, but it could. But yeah, I just think it's, you know, it's a weird year, and you're going to see them pick up some more transfers here in the next few weeks, hopefully. Hey, what happens if a quarterback comes in, Michael, and is a younger kid? Well, then you're not going to, that's a bad example because they're going to take a quarterback in every position anyway. What happens if you get a wide another wide receiver in over the course of the next few weeks and he is a freshman or a sophomore, okay? Well, then you probably move that number around in the next class because you got an extra body there in that. So instead of definitely taking two, potentially taking three, you just definitely take two and leave it at that. So it's just such a fine line and such a crazy, crazy thing.
Yeah, and I think when it comes to the transfer portal, and again, I mean, you know, it's probably a good time to insert, you know, the note that we're all aware of at this point, that Luke McCaffrey, the transfer quarterback, how soon we forget you already, right? I mean, it's like we blink, he comes on campus, and now he's decided to depart. So obviously that could play a role in, and you know, so when you're looking at the transfers on what they may add, still, you know, as you mentioned, you know, safety is a must, wide receiver is pretty much a must on what they're going to still try to bring in, but it also depends on what, you know, type of person, you know, how much eligibility, what their skill level is, what their potential impact is at other positions as well. I mean, you've got, so quarterback is a potential if the right guy pops in, you know, Scott Satterfield has mentioned, you know, running back. I mean, you have to remember that Conley, yeah, he's a highly rated kid coming out of high school, but he also didn't have a senior year. Then he was also banged up. So he's, you know, a little raw, a little behind a little bit, still playing some catch up. So I think if the right running back may appear in the transfer portal, they probably look at somebody like that as well. So while I think, you know, safety and wide receiver are priority one and 1A, there's also still potential, again, depending on who shows up in that portal, that they could also, you know, very much well look at a quarterback or a running back as well. So still, you know, a lot of things to go through, but yeah, I mean, it's looking like, you know, five or six guys, you know, offensively or defensively in this class, and that's it. And already, you know, they've got one on each side, you know, and Popeye Williams and Caleb Johnson. So, and both of who will be on their official visit this weekend.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you know, everybody always says, well, the number doesn't change. It's not about, I mean, even with the super seniors who don't count this year, okay? Like a guy like Tavarius Peterson is not counting towards scholarship number for Louisville, just like Malik Williams in basketball won't count next year. You know what I mean? As far as how many you can have on a roster. So for this year, those super senior guys are not counting. But even with those guys, and I think what are there like six of them, maybe five, six, seven of them, something like that, you know, CJ Avery and Peterson and guys like that, Cole Bentley, Louisville's not even to 85 scholarships with those guys. So they're just now, I think, at 83 after Starks and McCaffrey leave, maybe 82 now. I think it is 82 now with McCaffrey gone. So they're three under, and that's including all those super seniors. So it's hard to get that roster level equal when you've had a couple of years of when you've had a coaching change. So, you know, I know it's been a couple of years now, but you've had a coaching change that takes 2 years usually to even out a roster after you've had a coaching change. When you've had one that was where the program was as bad as it was here at Louisville at the time, we said it, and I think we said it on a podcast back then, we expected the roster, and I'm not talking about, you know, winning games or losing games or anything like that. I'm talking about balancing the numbers of the roster. We said early on in Scott Satterfield's tenure, it would be 3 years before he had to before he could balance the roster. Well, guess what? COVID hit, all kinds of other things with this transfer portal and different things, and it's just kind of gotten crazy. So yeah, I mean, the roster number balance is still out of whack, and that's mainly because you have 53 or whatever it is now, 52, 53 freshmen on this roster that you didn't expect all those guys to have. So I think it will, it eventually will. And I think when you one time you have to suck it up and sign a small class, I mean, you have to because the numbers say you have to, but you also have to kind of, you just have to say, okay, we're gonna do this. You know, we got to make the best of this 10 or 11 that we have in this. Hope it turns out to be 12 or 13 in the end, and do as best as you can.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately, it's not as easy, you know, and I wish it was that, you know, as you were mentioning, they're under that 85 number. You know, your immediate thought is, we'll just go add a couple more people to the 2021 class. Well, it's obviously not that easy. You know, that's why they're in the transfer portal, and all these guys that they're bringing in, excuse me, are counting forward. You know, you can't count them backwards, which unfortunately would be easier to do, but that's just not the case, you know. So they're getting there, you know, and when it all started, as we recall, you know, most of the numbers were skill position numbers. I mean, and that's been a huge issue for Louisville, especially again, going back to what I mentioned earlier, along the defensive line. That's why that's been such a priority. And that's how you balance the roster out. And it's getting closer. We've heard, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball, Brian Brown, the defensive coordinator, talking about it's going to take 3 years to get this defense to where it needs to be. And we've seen the progression, and we're going to continue. We should continue to see that progression this year. So getting closer. Now they do need to get some, you know, they do need to get some more W's than L's, and that's going to help things as well. So, you know, I like the way things are trending. If it's a trend, it's got to continue, or you certainly don't want to slide backwards. But right now, I think, you know, I think there's enough positive signs to be hopeful for the direction of the football program.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I think this weekend will be an interesting to see. We'll find out because of the numbers, like, you know, do they push a couple of kids? Do they, you know, what, how do you manage it? You know, I mean, like a kid like Katie Hutchinson is super fast. The recruit anymore is as a wide receiver athlete type of guy. I would think if a guy like that or one of the linemen would want to, Jalen White kid, the linebacker, if those guys would want to commit, they definitely take it. You know, you can't take all the linemen. And then that might screw up your down the road. Remember, this is the first weekend of official visits. You've got 4 weekends this month that you'll have visits in, and you'll have, you know, you have all the fall as well. So you've got some time during games, and then you've got a couple weeks in December. So it's a matter of how you fill it and how you do it. And I think they've got a pretty good plan. The interesting thing to me is what are they going to do with the visits and how are things going to be different? Because Caroline McMurray is, she has a lot of experience. You know, she did some really good things at Oklahoma on some of the visits that they had there. It's different here. It's definitely different here in Louisville with things to do and places to go and things like that. You know, the last time I'm guessing here, But the last time that they had an official visit weekend where they had a Downs at the Dark at Churchill Downs and they took guys there, I think they got 8 or 9 of the 11 or 12 kids that were on the visits that weekend to commit. So it worked out well. I have a feeling they're probably going to do that again this week.
Which, you know, it's hard to beat that as well. And obviously, we've got a list at Cardinal Authority, as Jody mentioned. It could potentially grow a little bit before the weekend gets here and the official visits start on Friday. We'll obviously keep you abreast of all that at cardinalauthority.com. Did confirm and add one yesterday, a really intriguing prospect, Marcarius White. Let's just call him Squirrel. Another one of these, call him a 2-2 type receiver. I mean, that's, and the same thing with Katie Hutchinson, who you mentioned, Jody. Those are the type of wide receivers that they're looking to come in and play that 2-2 Atwell type of role. Smaller guys, blazing fast, elusive, and just has those qualities that can impact a game just if he finds one little seam on the football field. And Marquarius White, Squirrel, is a guy that basically, you know, you rewind the clock a few months and he's a, you know, it's kind of like who, and now you look at his scholarship offer and he's currently a 3-star, and I would suspect he's on his way up as when ratings get, I guess, refreshed every so often. I mean, but this guy, you know, he's an impact type wide receiver, teammate of current commitment quarterback, Caleb Johnson. So they're coming up on the visit together. He told me the other day, last night, actually, that Louisville is in his top four. So, and it's a very competitive top four, but those are the type of kids that they're bringing on campus and that they're hoping to sign. So like you, I'm excited to see what happens this weekend. I think it'll be positive, but you know, they still got to go out there, the coaches, and woo these kids and wow them on Louisville and what the program has to offer.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's what they have to woo them. They have to be really good at the presentation and all that. And they will be. They've brought in some really good help on the in the recruiting room. So don't think that they're not gonna be on top of it, and they're gonna kill these visits. I think I really do. I really do think that between Pete Nocta and Tyler McIntyre, who've been here and know the place, to David Cooper, who's fantastic with people, and you throw Caroline in there as the kind of the lead person. I just think it's going to be a really big hit as far as what they can do and how they can do it on the visits.
Of course, we should also mention, camp season's well underway. They've held two elite camps already. They held them over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday was just obviously a huge turnout. I think it was actually over the capacity that what they were hoping for, which, that's a good problem to have. And they still have a few more coming up as well, including a big man camp, O-line, D-line camp that's going to draw some talented kids as well. We had plenty of news and notes and stories from both those camps, still more to come as well. I think the staff is probably pleased with how their camp season, something obviously, again, that they missed out on last year. And it's something that has helped Louisville recruit quite well over the years. So I think, Satterfield and his staff are probably pleased at how that's, gotten things underway as well.
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. It's a lot going on right now. We'll try to keep you abreast of everything that's going on. We'll try to keep you, we'll just keep you up on everything. And as much as we can report, we will have it out there again. Keep looking back all weekend. We'll have reports from the what's going on at the visits, and make sure that all the guys get here. We've confirmed all 11 of them that right now are scheduled for this weekend. We have confirmed all of those, so it should be a fun weekend. And you never know what's going to happen with basketball. They've been keep bringing guys in, and I would think they'll keep adding a few guys. And just remember, on next week on Tuesday is the first day they can contact those 2023 kids, and we anticipate that Coach Mack will send out quite a few offers.
Should be a big deal
that week. I think he'll send out quite a few offers that week, that day.
Yep, should be a pretty exciting day for a lot of 23 kids, and a big news day at Cardinal Authority as well. Obviously, as Jody mentioned, there's going to be plenty of content coming your way. We're covering the camps like nobody else is, covering recruiting like nobody else is. So make sure you stay close to cardinalauthority.com. Keep clicking around, and we'll keep continuing to provide you the content, as well as having these enjoyable cardcasts. So until our next cardcast, as publisher Jody Demling, I'm senior writer Michael McCammon, and this has been the Cardscast.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.